In Atlanta, one voice has stood out for over four decades. An AJC original, The Monica Pearson Show.
Let's talk about how you got to ESPN.
Revealing interviews.
You are known as America's doctor, but I want to know who you were before that.
When you have a different name, you have different color skin, it can be tough.
With Atlanta's most famous faces as you've never seen them before.
I'm telling my story. This is the American dream.
The Monica Pearson Show, streaming now on AJC.com.
This is D. Orlando Ledbetter of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution here with the 273rd episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. Everything you need to know about the Atlanta Falcons. This week we're going to break down the defense. Take a closer look on the defensive side of the ball as the Falcons open practice on Thursday. A lot going on the defensive side of the ball. We're going to look at the defensive line, then hear from Daron Harmon, and then look at the linebackers, and then hear from Mikael Walker, and then go to the secondary and hear from Eric Harris. Falcons reported yesterday. Big news for us was Matt Gonneau. They haven't discussed his injury, but he had a neck brace on while reporting for training camp yesterday. So that was the news there. Didn't see Calvin Ridley. I believe Matt Ryan went around the back. Didn't come through the front door to check in. But, I mean, that's the veteran's privilege there. So let's go ahead and look at the defensive line. You know, a lot of question marks up front. They did bring back Tyler Davidson to help Grady Jarrett up there. They're going to a 3-4 base that they say is going to be multiple. No real nose tackles on the roster, although they did have Olive Sagapolo and John Atkins. You know, guys in that over 305, 320, 330 range that could, you know, hold the center up. So, you know, is Grady going to be playing some 3-4 DN from time to time after playing mostly 4-3 tackle? We're going to see how all this comes together up front. Now, one of the main issues up front is, hey, you know, getting Grady some help. And what will Marlon Davidson be? He had a tough rookie campaign, you know, COVID issues. Didn't produce much on the field. And so can you get something out of the second string or second round pick from a year ago? So Marlon Davidson, a lot of focus will be on him and what he can do to if he can provide any help up front. Then John Kaminsky's up there, you know, recent draft picks. Deidre Sanat, recent third round picks. Can the new staff get more out of these young players, or will they move on to some veterans and so forth along that defensive line? So let's just look at the whole group here. How we got them stacked going into training camp. We got Marlon Davidson, Steven Means, Taquan Graham, played a lot at Texas, Chris Slayton, Grady Jarrett, Zach Dial, Deidre Sanat, John Atkins. And then Tyler Davidson, who took a pay cut and came back. John Kaminsky going into year three. And a veteran here to keep an eye on, Jonathan Bullard. He's played a lot of ball. So they like guys like that that have been in the trenches. 69, Olive Sagapolo. He's the biggest of the defensive tackles at 330. Be a candidate to play some nose for the Atlanta Falcons. So let's. That's what we have up front. That's what we're looking at up front for the Atlanta Falcons. Let's hear from safety Daron Harmon, who's coming over from the Lions. He's played in the defense when Dean Pease was with New England. He's been to four Super Bowls, so he knows exactly what has to happen for this team to get it turned around in 2021. Here is Daron Harmon.
I think just as you get older, you realize every year is different. No matter what team you play on, the thing that stays the same for me is the preparation. preparation. Just getting ready. And at the end of the day, football is football. So I'm excited about the opportunity. And just, you know, excited to be a part of the Falcons organization.
Durant, what was your offseason like? I think you were here for mini camp. We didn't get to talk to you other than on the Zoom call. What was it like and how you see yourself fitting into the defense?
It was good. I mean, got to come in. The thing that I really love about OTAs and minicamp is you get to see, you know, kind of what the defense looks like. And for me personally, I got to, you know, make some, you know, I'm not going to say mistakes, but just get to get familiarized with the defense. And how I see myself in the defense, I mean, we'll have to see. I mean, at the end of the day, I got to go out there and perform. You know, I got to perform in practice. Each and every day, I got to perform in the preseason games, and I have to earn the trust not only of my coaches but my teammates to let them know that, you know, I'm a reliable player out there and that I'll be good for the job.
How fast can the secondary come together? It's a lot of new pieces on that side of the ball, but how fast can y'all get, you know, united and play together back there in the secondary?
Well, it's going to take a lot of work. You know, we got some young guys, and we got, you know, some older guys with myself and Eric, and, you know, Fabian's in year 5 and Isaiah's in year 4. But, you know, we got a lot of guys who, you know, 2 and under. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to take reps. Not just reps on the practice field, but reps in, you know, the film room, reps at, you know, walkthroughs, reps just with us getting together and just talking ball. It's going to take time, but if everybody, in which I believe everybody is willing to put in the work, then, you know, things continue to come together.
Deron Harmon, Falcons' new safety, saying it's going to take time to pull things together there in the secondary. Before we go to the secondary, let's just move back from the D-line to the linebackers. You got inside and outside linebackers here before the Falcons. Inside, they're okay. That's Foye Olukan, Deion Jones, or your starters there, projected starters. And then, you know, behind them you have some depth, Brandon Copeland, and Mikael Walker, who's coming off a strong rookie year. Also inside, you have Dorian Etheridge and Earl Thompson. So 6 inside linebackers headed into camp. Outside is where they need some play to improve. You know, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys here on the outside linebacker crew. Dante Fowler, we'll have him, and Jacob Toyuto Mariner as the other outside linebacker heading into camp. And behind Dante, and we'll see how they line up here over the next couple of days, Adike Ogunje from Notre Dame, Sharif Miller, Emmanuel Ellerby. And then on the other side, we got Jacob Toyuto Mariner, Kobe Jones, and George Abina. So from that group, you know, they got a, you know, where they got the setup, they're trying to trick offenses and disguise them and so forth. You don't know who's coming and who's dropping. You know, Fowler would drop sometime, but they're going to want to bring him and maybe drop, you know, Jacob, JTM on the other side of the ball. So, you know, this whole 3-4 is multiple thing they're talking about it, so they could slide into 4-3s, play a 3-4, you know, as a base, and then, you know, come in with your nickel packages and dime packages and so forth to keep the offenses off balance. So, yeah, of course, Fowler's the big one there. We need it, the Falcons need him to step forward and turn into a force, and we'll see how the rookie from Notre Dame does. He's a good-looking kid, a little raw. This is also the area where they're missing Barcavius Mingo, who's a rotational player in Chicago and figured to have a chance to have a role here in Atlanta before the sexual allegation case came up and the team released him on July the 10th. Well, actually, the 11th. So let's move on to Mikael Walker. Had a good rookie season, enjoying the benefits of the offseason. He He's a little bit bigger now, but I'll let him tell you all about it.
Hey, man, folks say.
Here he is, Mikel Walker.
Just before we get started, man, folks say you look a little bit bigger than last year. You know, maybe it was the Zoom meetings, but what are you at now, height and weight?
No, I mean, I think I got a little taller, maybe an inch or so, but I definitely went from like 225 to 240, so put on some good weight this year.
Okay, Dino, have they talked to you about what role you're going to play in the new defense and so forth?
I'm not sure yet, so I'll hopefully just get out there and show them I can play anywhere on the field and give me a spot. So that's what these coaches are good at doing, find out where we're best at, so looking forward to getting out there.
Did they tell you to put on more weight? Was that something that they suggested, or is that something you felt after last year?
Well, me and Steve talk all the time. It's like he said I had to frame for it. So, just, you know, I thought during the season it was too much weight for me. I didn't want to, like, try to make that big jump, you know, during it. But having this time for offseason, it's the first time I've really got a real offseason. So, just training with it, seeing how I feel with it, going to OTAs with that weight. So, I think it's going to be really good for me.
How'd you actually feel about doing that? Diet change, just lifting a whole bunch?
Just more lifting. You know, last year with the COVID restrictions, I didn't really lift as much as I would like to. So, just being able to lift more, eat more, and do the same stuff, just going to lift more, you know, more access to things.
What's the mindset of the guys returning after, you know, things didn't go so well collectively for the unit and, you know, trying to make it better? What's the mindset to come back and put together the unit?
Well, for us, we just realized that a lot of those games, you know, we lost by one possession here, one possession there. I mean, we know we have the guys to do it, the guys to win these games, and we always say, like, oh, if we got that game over, then we win. But, you know, in football, you don't get to do over. So I think this year we just have to have that mindset. We got to start fast and finish strong.
All right, that was Mikel Walker. In football, you don't get do-overs. The rookie is smart. He's not no longer a rookie. He's heading into a second season after a fine rookie season. Let's go to the secondary, where there were a lot of issues last season in the secondary. Let's look at a couple of them here. Team finished 32nd. 296 yards, 293.6 yards per game in 2020. You know, with no pass rush and no coverage, that made, you know, them guys sitting ducks back there. So Harmon's coming over to help out. He's 30. He's played in 127 games, made 45 starts over 8 seasons with the Patriots and Lions. He's recorded 248 tackles, 191 solo, with 2 tackles for losses, 19 interceptions, and 33 passes defense. Another problem back there, the Falcons gave up 66 pass plays of 20 yards or more, which was tied for the most in the NFL. Left cornerback A.J. Terrell was the primary man in coverage on 10 of those plays, and right cornerback Kendall Sheffield gave up 9, according to Football Outsiders. So those were the projected preferred starters at corner last year. Sheffield couldn't beat out Oliver. He was hurt all the time. And, you know, so Oliver ended up starting there. He ended up sliding inside later and moving into the nickelback position. So, you know, that's just the way they were last year. They got rid of all of the safeties for, and, you know, two, Darquez Dennard and Bleedy Ray Wilson were, you know, two of the better corners, but they didn't re-sign them. So what we're looking at here in the secondary is Fabian Moreau came over, was considered one of the top cornerbacks coming out, but had that injury at the combine. He's in a year 5. He might be the steadier of the hand on the right side. A.J. Terrell, although he did give up those big passes, got used to the double moves and settled down and had a good rookie year. So Isaiah Oliver projects as the nickel for now. Eric Harris, free safety, and Deron Harmon as strong. People to watch in the secondary are Jalen Hawkins, 32. Richie Grant, 27, the second-round pick. Maybe Richie's the free safety of the future, and maybe Jalen's the strong safety of the future. But they are being backed up by Dwayne Johnson, T.J. Green, and Marcus Murphy. Now, at cornerback, Fabian Moreau is the big one to watch along with A.J. Need to continued improvement from A.J. Now, we saw Oliver play well in the nickel, so that he's maybe found a home there. Sheffield was the nickel previously, didn't do as well outside as they were anticipating last year. So if he can't beat out Fabian Moreau, then, he's a reserve special teams guy for now. They also have Chris Williamson, Tyler Hall, drafted Darren Hall. He's kind of a KZ clone from San Diego State also, so we'll see what he can do. And Marcus Murphy, we got him at corner and safety. We'll get that clarified. And then J.R. Pace is another cornerback here in training camp for the Falcons. Stay, only way to go is up on the pass defense department. They were 32nd last year in that area. So let's hear from Eric Harris, who's coming over from the Raiders. He's been working out with Richie Grant. Richie can play in the slot and at safety. He can play the run and cover slot receiver. So that makes him a unique safety. And we'll see how they get used on the defensive side of the ball. They got to be creative. They don't have pass rush. Got to stop the run. And then, if they can get into some favorable third down distances, then you can blitz them. You're gonna have to blitz from all quarters, all sectors is what Dean Pease has said they gotta do. And we were advised to go look at the 2018-19 Tennessee Titan defenses where they didn't have a big rusher. Harold Landry led them in 8-19. From right outside linebacker. And then Jarrell Casey led him in 18 from tackle. And then the right inside linebacker was the second sack person. But there were like 10 or 11 different guys with sacks each year on top of those leaders. So, you don't have Abraham that's going to get you 10, 15 sacks. You're going to have to do it a bunch of people getting 3 and 4 and 5 and 6. 7, and maybe somebody breaks through and gets to double digits some kind of way, but that's the way they're going to rush the passer, just based on the 18 and 19 Tennessee Titans and the comparisons there. So let's hear from Eric Harris, free safety signee coming over from the Raiders.
New place, but not a new thing. Checking into camp for you, Eric. What's it been like for you today? And ready to get going with training camp? Are you ready to get going?
Yeah, man. It's always woke up this morning, calm as can be. Family's around, everything's normal. And then you start driving here, and you start getting a little anxious, and you start getting a little more excited. So, obviously, been doing this for a little bit now, and I'm just excited for the new opportunity, new chapter in my life.
So, what do you do on the drive out? You listen to music? You on the phone with family?
It depends on how loud my kids were that morning. Usually, if they're super loud, I probably won't put any music on. I just realized I'm not even driving with music. But typically, I put on some music or a podcast.
What were you doing this morning? What about this morning?
This morning, I was listening to Torin Wells, some Christian gospel.
What would be the adjustment coming into the Falcons, and how do you see yourself fitting into the defense?
Just bringing leadership and my character within the locker room, on the field, communicating, making sure everybody is getting aligned, and just having fun, man. Bringing the energy here, accountability here, and just from OTAs, just looking in back when we were here, it was just it's a different feeling, so it's cool.
I asked Deron this. A lot of new people back there in the secondary. How quickly can you all come together on that part of the defense?
Yeah, I think we took big strides in OTAs, with the restrictions, obviously, and the people that were here. I think we took big strides, and young guys are willing to listen to the older guys. Credit to the defensive staff. They presented the installs very well. Dean Pease, his defense speaks for itself, It's multiple, but it's very simplistic and difficult for the opponents.
All right, Eric Harris, Falcons free safety. They're going to buy in to the defense. It's going to take a little while. But he said the young guys are listening, so that's always good. So that's how we're breaking down the defense here. Up front, Grady Jarrett needs some help. Linebackers, Fowler, stay healthy. Get to the pass rusher. Tutu Mariner, take over in the run. Help out, set the edge, do your thing. And get some you know, you got Steven Means. You got some people up there you know that what they can do. You know, they can play Tyler Davidson. I want to see the key here on the front. Is can you get something out of Marvin Davidson? Can Tyquan Graham play? You know, Deidre Sanat, John Comiskey, what is it? Let's go. Let's see what you got. Jonathan Buller can play. He's played almost 70, 80 games. So he's insurance. If these young kids can't play, you know, you got a veteran that you could run out there. And then John Atkins, a former Georgia Bulldog, he's a big guy, a sturdy guy. Nobody's going to move him around. So, you know, that looks pretty good up there. Outside, if Fowler can't go and he's got personal problems, he's dealing with his brother being arrested for a slaying, a murder, a homicide in Florida. So, I mean, that's got a weigh on him. But you got your solid, you know, Audie. Can he play? He's a little frail. I want to see him next year after some weights and so forth. So. But yeah, let him soak up as much as he can. You might have to spot play him this year. You know, you got a veteran in Ellerby who's been out there. And then on the outside, Colby Jones and George Abina. You know, I don't know. You know, we'll study them a little bit closer to see if you got some help there. Then the secondary is under reconstruction. Can Monroe hold it down? He's been mostly a special teams guy. If he can't, could Sheffield step forward? Got to run Isaiah back out there. Deldrick Adams, can he play? He got some action last year. Tyler Hall, can he play out there? Darren Hall, can he play out there? So Tyler was out there in one of those late games where when the quiz went down with an injury. Darren Hall has probably got the highest ceiling of this group. I think we've seen Sheffield, a good athlete, but want to see him a little bit tougher out there if he's going to be on the outside. So we will see how this defense comes together. Falcons start practice tomorrow at 9:30 Thursday. Light NFLPA style workouts to start off, and then we probably won't see the pads till next week sometime. And, you know, they don't really tackle anymore. So, you know, we'll just see how they thud and all that kind of stuff, or whatever they call it these days. So, specialists, of course, you know, we did offense last week, defense. We go through the specialists. The big thing is the punting battle. Sterling Hoffrichter against Don Maggio. Young Hoku, we got to find out if he got his cleats back. Josh Harris, long snapper. And then Koo was doing the kickoffs, and the returners are Cordarrelle. We're expecting Cordarrelle Patterson, of course, to do the kickoffs. And we'll see if Chris Rowland and Avery Williams fight it out at the punt returner for the Atlanta Falcons. So with that, we're going to get out of here. Everybody take care. Get ready for training camp. You only got 5 open practices, so make it out there. Take care and have a great rest of the week.
Hip hop is a product of black people. It's a product of black song and celebration.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution presents
hip hop's most pulled elements are pulled from the South.
A Southern hip hop story.
We always go back to that moment of the Source Awards.
Everybody wants your rhythm, but they don't want your blues.
The biggest names in hip hop.
Atlanta is still the mecca for hip hop.
50 years.
No one can deny.
One film.
The power of the South now.
The South got something to say. Streaming now at AJC.com/hip-hop.
The AJC's trusted veteran political voices, Greg Bluestein, Patricia Murphy, Tia Mitchell, and Bill Nigut, are the essential source for Georgia politics. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Politically Georgia. Sign up for the newsletter, download the podcast, subscribe to the AJC.